We see in the gospel passage we just heard that theme of reaching out, going out. Our Lord is sending out his disciples to take to the people the message of salvation that he has for all of them, for all of us. And we see when one is filled with the love of God, there is a necessity to reach out, to bring it to everyone else, to share it. So that is the nature of genuine love. It is not something that it can be kept within, but it must be shared. And that is the life of the saint we celebrate today here in the United States, Saint Peter Claver, who did exactly that, reached out to the slaves and to the black people and native Indians of, I believe, Colombia in South America, as a missionary there. And he would bring the faith, he would bring that love of God to these people, many of them who were brought over as part of the slave trade from Africa to South America. And they would be in such conditions that they would be near death, some of them, but he would bring them sometimes even back to life, to the point that they could actually function again, really live again. And he usually did it in a very simple manner, but yet a continual thing, constantly teaching the little children. In fact, he writes about that, how they don't let him alone until he's able to teach them some simple prayers. But it was a life continually lived for many years to bring that same love of God to these people. Well, all to the poor and to those who were just without anyone who would care for them. Perhaps even in some miraculous ways, but he did it for many, many years. Just bring that love of God to them. And you see, in one way or another, every one of us is called to do the same. Not exactly the same way, perhaps, as St. Peter Claver or the apostles, as we see recounted in today's gospel. But we're all called to share that love that we too are called to nurture within ourselves. We are called to share that love, to bring true happiness. That is exactly the love of God, the kingdom of heaven, as our Lord puts it in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven to everyone. I repeat, that genuine love is not something that we can keep within ourselves. God did not keep his own love within himself. He shared it with all of us. He created us. He gave us life. He placed us here on this earth and keeps us alive. You see? That's how much he loves us, how much he seeks to share himself with us. So it cannot be any different for us. Let us seek to share that love, even if it's by our prayers, one way or another, to share that love, the love of God, with everyone, no matter what the sacrifice, no matter how hard it may seem to be. It's God's work, and with the grace of God, we can accomplish his will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.